spanning the Valley of the Sun and all across the 48th state. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Happy, happy, happy Friday, baby.
It's Friday.
It is.
Friday on the Gatos and Chad Show means it's Food Bank Friday. Text food to 411923. We're trying to feed about 100,000 people. $20,000 is what it's going to take.
100,000 meals.
That's, sorry, is that what I said?
Yeah, 100,000 people.
Yeah, that's a lot. So we're going to try to...
one meal or we'll feed a family for a while.
Yeah.
Just help.
411923, text food and help us out this summer. We're trying to raise $20,000. It's Food Bank Friday presented by the UPS store.
Oh, my God. We got a new coach.
Yeah, the Suns. Well, for a second, I didn't know who you were talking about because I feel like every major sports team in the Valley has gotten a new coach recently.
Yeah, because we saw, who was here yesterday? ASU's coach.
Oh, you pointed out Kenny Dillingham was in studio
that's
with the sports
guy,
station.
The
ASU football coach.
And he was saying hi to everybody. I'm like, hey, I'm Chad. Nice to meet me. And I just kept walking and he started laughing.
Yeah, that was a couple months ago. So you had no clue who that was when you did that.
I had no idea. No, and even yesterday, I didn't know who he was.
Because I remember I came to you and I was like, hey, I saw you were talking to the ASU football coach. And you were like, what? I was.
So, and then, yeah, you're right. We've got new coaches everywhere. But now we got the basketball team that's actually the one that's a good team.
Yeah, so the Phoenix Suns coming off of a disappointing ending to the season, although they lost to the Nuggets, and the Nuggets are creaming everybody. So it looks like destiny turned out the right way.
Do you think you feel worse? Because I know when I played, it's like, you know, like the team that beat us won the championship, so I don't feel as bad.
No, I think that's definitely fair. I think that I would much rather go out to the team that eventually wins the title than, say, last year when the Suns lost to the Dallas Mavericks, who didn't even make the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
So you lost to a team that's worse than you. Yeah, it's definitely easier to stomach. The Suns hired a new coach today, Frank Vogel. He used to be the head coach of the Lakers. He won a championship with the Lakers and LeBron James and Anthony Davis in 2020.
Deal.
That's a huge deal.
He's got a ring.
It's the, listen, I think that was probably the main goal of the owner of the Suns, Matt Ishbia, in the terms of hiring a new coach. Because you fired a guy in Monty Williams who did a lot for this organization.
Yeah.
He pulled them from the abyss at the bottom of the league. They were a laughingstock as an organization. And he helped create an entire new culture around the Suns and make them a winning basketball team. I thank him a lot for what he accomplished. If you're going to fire that guy... you better have a good reason for bringing in the guy who replaces him. And Frank Vogel has a championship ring. That appears to be the only objective of this organization.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that at the end of the day, when you sit down and you talked about it earlier, you're putting together your must-haves. One of the must-haves had to be, we're built to win now. We're not built to win in the future. Monty's going to a place where they gave him a big contract because he's going to have to build something. You have to change the culture, your increments to get to where the Suns are. The Suns are at a place where it's about today and then maybe tomorrow, but nothing after that. It's about now. Period.
I also wanted to... my objective for the Suns in their coaching search was to find somebody who was not a first-time head coach. Because they interviewed Kevin Young is their top assistant coach. He's probably the top assistant coach in the entire NBA. And I think he had a fair shot at this job. I might even consider him as like second, like the runner up for the job. Not that that really matters much, but I think Devin Booker wanted him. I think Kevin Durant wanted him. And that goes a long way in the NBA, especially in any sport, really. If your superstar athlete wants somebody, usually that's what ends up happening.
Yeah.
And I think that's even what happened with LeBron James and Frank Vogel. I think that relationship soured and LeBron wanted him gone. And so Frank Vogel was gone. It goes both ways. So now the question is, now that you have your championship winning head coach, you have your two superstars. Now there's a lot of other questions about Chris Paul, his age, DeAndre Ayton, whether or not he plays a significant role in a championship team. And I guess the next question is, what does Kevin Young do now that he didn't get the job?
If I'm Vogel, I might love Kevin Young, but the reality is simply...
does he want to work for me?
I don't know if I want him here. Not because he's amazing, because he also wanted the job.
Yeah.
And having the guy that wanted the job, who a lot of people, Bill Simmons said he was going to get the job. A lot of people thought he was going to get the job. I talked to Burns yesterday. He thought he was going to get the job. Having that situation with him over your shoulder, maybe something I'm not interested in. And it sounds like that Monty's reaching out to him as well. And he's going to be head coach sooner rather than later. I want to bring in my own guys. That's the way I'd look at this.
I'm curious, too, if your superstar players wanted one guy and you hired a different guy. Not that I'm saying it creates tension. I don't know that there's tension between ownership and the superstar players at this point, but if they wanted one thing and you did another, that opens the door to some risk, is all I'm saying. Yeah. I don't.
And that's also having him on the staff may not be the best thing in the world either if things get a little squirrely or maybe
if they want him on the staff.
If they want him on the staff.
But it's hard to hire a new coach and tell him you have to keep the assistant.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. That's really going to be tough. That is absolutely going to be tough. So new coach.
Frank Vogel.
Get to learn that name. You won't recognize him, but if he wins a championship, you'll buy him a beer everywhere he goes. Cleveland. You used to live in Cleveland.
I did. I was born there, actually.
But you ran away.
You know, Broomhead and I were basically born in the exact same place, just like a couple decades apart.
Really?
Yeah, no, I'm serious. We were both born in Cleveland. Broomhead and I.
But he's a Southern boy now.
Well,
he moved.
He claims Florida, I claim Texas.
Yeah, so
in a lot of ways.
Something weird is happening. In the last 2 weeks in Cleveland, 30 children have vanished.
Just gone?
Yeah. Well, 27 have been reported missing in the greater Cleveland area. And they think a few of them may be runaways. Their ages are 12 to 17. But they believe human trafficking or gang activity has played a major role in this.
Yeah, you bring up an interesting point because I read that the police chief said something along the lines of this age range is most likely runaways. Not all of them.
No.
But probably more of them are runaways than not. But you're right. I mean, teenagers are susceptible to weird things. They could be joining gangs if they're looking for support that way. They could be selling their bodies is a possibility. And, they could be doing
drugs. Somebody selling their bodies for them. And
that, yes, exactly.
And that's the scary thing. But 27 is,
it's the anomaly, right?
How many in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Like you get a few missing reports here and there, maybe 27 in 6 or 7 weeks, not in less than 2 weeks like this. And the way that it's happened, and that's it's an interesting thing just to see how fast this thing's ramped up. And some of them are in that age range, but some of them, you know, like they're talking to the parents, there's no indication. You know, usually you kind of know, look, this kid is, there's fighting, there's kind of, you know, very rarely do you just see a kid whose life seems to be good and they just up and up leave.
I'd be interested to see a couple of things. I'd be interested to see what types of families these kids are coming from.
Yeah.
Of the 27. Is it 27?
27.
Roughly 30 kids. Are they coming from similar backgrounds? Are they in similar neighborhoods? Where are they on the map in terms of Cleveland? Cleveland's I'm not going to say a huge city, but it's a big city.
Yeah.
There's a lot of neighborhoods they could be from. So what kind of range are we talking about? Is there any sort of trend here? I'm sure that the police are all over that. They're looking at all these things. I'd be interested to know how similar their situations are.
Yeah. It's going to be
somebody,
very interesting.
Like if there's one person or organization out there committing these crimes and snatching these kids potentially.
I mean, could you imagine that in big cities like that?
I'm sure it happens all over the place.
Oh my God.
Because these are the types of crimes you don't find out about sometimes.
Yeah. And here's the other side of that is some of these kids run away and they may not be taken, but they're going to be at some point when they're out on their own and they're on the streets and they have nowhere to go.
Yeah, that's scary, man.
Yeah.
Glad I got out of Cleveland.
Yeah, but could you imagine, Dave, we're like, hey, 27 kids disappeared in the last 2 weeks here. That's more than a blip. That's more than a blip.
Yeah, that is weird. I wonder what happened. Listen, we talked about it earlier. Food Bank Friday is going on for the next couple of weeks here on the Gatos and Chad Show. We're trying to raise $20,000 for 100,000 meals for people in the Valley. We've partnered with St. Mary's Food Bank. And coming up next, we're going to tell you how you can help us to feed people this summer. That's next on the Gatos and Chad Show.
The Gatos and Chad Show afternoons.
It's once again time for the Gatos and Chad Show Food Bank Fridays, Chad. This is something near and dear to our heart. We've been doing this for many years, and we say it really very bluntly. Let's feed people.
Yeah.
It's a tough thing when you have record inflation, you have food prices that have skyrocketed, you have families that are still struggling to put food on the table, and there is a great place right here in the Valley that we've partnered with, St. Mary's Food Bank, and they're there to try and fill the gaps for families in need. And we've been down there, and we've seen the cars, and then they come by, and then they need that fresh food to get by, to get their kids, get something in their bellies, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Listen, let's get Jerry Brown, Director of Public Relations. He joins us once again. Jerry, over at St. Mary's, how are you, my friend? Good to have you back on the show.
Gatus and Chad, thank you so much, and thank you for doing this again this year. As you mentioned in the lead-in, it's a year unlike any other, for sure.
Okay, so we want to know about that, because we're going to try and raise $20,000, and that equates to 100,000 meals. So you say this year is unlike any other. I mean, Jerry, we've been doing this for a while. It's been bad in past summers. Right. Is it worse this year?
Well, like you've been saying in some of the ads I've heard this week, it used to be a dollar would provide 7 meals. This year, it's a dollar providing 5 meals. And the reason for that is, like anybody else who's gone to the grocery store, even for St. Mary's, it's more expensive to buy things than it ever has been before. We're purchasing more food than we ever have before. And, you know, not only do we have 1,500 families a day that are coming to the food bank for help, that are trying to stay in their homes and to feed their families, but there's also, you know, a large homeless problem here in the Valley right now. And we're providing about 4,000 overnight bags a day to folks who need that. That's about 66% more than we did this time last year. 300 breakfasts and lunches to those folks that, you know, are homeless right now, that we're trying to make sure that they're, especially with summer coming. I mean, think about living in a homeless situation, you know, in good times in Arizona, in December and January and February when the weather's good. But now when there's just a piece of plastic between you and that sun in the summertime, it becomes a life-threatening situation. And we're just trying to make sure that we help as many families as possible.
Hey, Jerry, talk to us about the people that are coming. Has it changed any? Are you getting more elderly people? Is it more families that are showing up to seek help?
Yeah, the number of older folks that we have seen, 55 and older, has really skyrocketed this year. And, you know, the reasoning is because there's a lot of people on fixed incomes who thought that fixed income was going to be able to get them through. And when you raise prices 10-15% across the board, you know, and it just keeps going up and up and up monthly. And we're not just talking about food here. We're talking about electricity. We're talking about medicine. We're talking about all the things that fixed income is under attack. There's people that they don't have anywhere else to turn. They're not going to, you know, going to be able to go back into the workforce or anything like that. A lot of these folks are, you know, past 75, past 80. They have different medical challenges. So they're coming to the food bank to kind of offset that's done to their budgets. And we see a lot more folks in that range right now coming to the food bank.
It's Food Bank Friday, the Gatos and Chad Show. We've got 5 weeks, 5 weeks to raise 20 grand. And that would equate to 100,000 meals. Jerry Brown is joining us, Director of Public Relations at St. Mary's Food Bank. If you want to give, and we ask you to, generously, text the word food to 411-923. Here's one reason why you should give. 1 in 6 kids in Arizona live in poverty. Jerry, you've seen a lot of kids.
It's difficult.
And this time of year, especially, yeah. Right, because school is out, and that's a lot of where they were getting their food, not just for them, but even at times for their family.
Absolutely. The free breakfast and lunch program takes care of a lot of those kids in the school system. And now school is out for the summer. A lot of summer programs have shut down because of, you know, lack of funding. Some of the places where we used to send meals to. So now that those families are coming directly to the food bank. And, you know, it's a difficult situation. And if I could make a little plea to the folks that are listening out here, you know, for a lot of us, inflation is a real imposition. It's a pain. It's something that you have to deal with when you go to the gas pump and when you go to the grocery store. But for a lot of people, it's the edge. And it's the difference between going over the edge, being a family that maybe saved some cans for St. Mary's or came down here and volunteered, and are now on the other side of the line needing some help and waiting 35, 40 minutes for, you know, as much food as the food that they can get from St. Mary's Food Bank to help feed their families and get through that week so they can put gas in their car and continue to go to work. Mm. And that's what we're trying to do. We're helping the folks that are in homeless situations, but we're trying to prevent that next family from entering that group. And that's what your donation can do.
Yeah, we've got a lot of Arizona families out there. They don't know where their next meal will come from. Well, we do. It's going to come from St. Mary's, and in all honesty, it's going to come from everybody that's listening, all of you listening. It's going to come from your wallet.
Absolutely.
That's it. It's going to come from your wallet.
This was a huge jump for us last year. the money that was raised from the Food Bank Fridays. It comes at a time when our donations really go down during the summer because a lot of people take off. They head off to cooler climates. A lot of people that are here are snowbirds, and they donate when they're here. They're not here anymore. So Food Bank Fridays can really give St. Mary's a jolt and help us get through the summer, which is going to be a long, hot one, as it always is here in Arizona.
Yeah, text the word food to 411-923 and donate right this second. Jerry Brown, Director of Public Relations at St. Mary's. All right, week one of 5 weeks. And, Jerry, we're on it, and so are our tremendous listeners. And we're going to get you guys some food. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, and thank you to all your listeners out there. We'll see you.
It's story time on the Gatos and Chad Show. After giving you 19 hours and 45 minutes of news this week, the guys give you an inside look at their personal lives.
It is story time. You know that. We do all this radio all week. We'd like to let you in a little bit about who we are and what we do. Gatos obviously out today. The wise man, Steve Zinsmeister, in for him. We're going to let you go first because, as we all know, you're the guest host today.
Oh, well, thank you.
And I'm
Chad.
Very kind.
Friday guest host.
I'm too kind. That's what everybody says. Too kind, Chad.
So the other day, Chad, you probably remember this. We were here in the studio. It was the 5 o'clock hour. And, you know, I have one of those Ring doorbells. I don't know if you have one.
Oh,
of those,
yeah.
Where you have like the camera on it. And every now and then I get a notification, right? And usually it's like somebody dropping off an Amazon package or a truck drove by or there's a squirrel in the front yard. This time I get a notification, no big deal, whatever. I'll look at it later. Then I got another one, and another one, and another one. And now I've got 6 notifications from my doorbell. I think there's probably something going on. Let's check this out. I pulled up the video here in the studio the other day during the show, and I can see in the video that my girlfriend was home. She works from home most days, and she opens the door, and she's watching what's happening outside of my house. And directly across the street, the house directly across the street is in flames.
Oh.
It's on fire. And there's smoke billowing out of the back door. And you can tell this house is on fire. I mean, it's not a fire happening at the next door neighbor's house. It's not the barbecue that caught on fire. The house is on fire. And I'm watching it happen live on my Ring doorbell. And of course, she, you know, walked out there. There's neighbors that had already called 911. So she didn't feel there was anything that she could really do to help out. So she's watching from the front door, as I probably would, too. And I'm sitting here in the studio watching it while we're doing the show. I got home later, probably an hour later, and there were 3 fire trucks that were there on the scene. Ooh. Must have been a slow day for fires or something. But they showed up. I showed up a little bit later, no fire trucks, but there were utility trucks there from the city. And I asked them what happened, and they didn't know, but they were pretty sure the homeowner was home at the time and just didn't notice whatever it was that caught fire. And they think that the homeowner actually put it out. So fortunately, all is well. The house didn't burn down. It's still there. But I watched the whole thing happen on my Ring doorbell camera. Chad, what do you got?
Big weekend this weekend. So we're having a garage sale because, you know, we're moving.
Oh, yeah.
So we're having a garage sale to get rid of some of the excess stuff that we have because the other house is already full of some stuff and we've got new stuff. And I was just on the phone with my my wife and she said, all right, here's the deal. Tomorrow, you and Charlie have to leave. And I'm like, why?
Like permanently?
No. And she goes, you have to leave. She goes, because we're selling a lot of Charlie's toys.
Oh.
And Charlie can't be here.
4-year-old? How
old is she? Now, here's the thing. She, over the last 2 weeks, has been getting rid of all of her toys into this thing because she wants to sell them. But then she wanders out in the middle of the day when nobody's looking and she grabs a few of them, brings them back in the house.
Not this one.
Yeah,
I didn't mean that one.
Yeah, you know. And so she goes, this is your job tomorrow. Get Charlie out of the house. Go do something. I said, well, we're going to go play golf. We've already talked about it because we got some food to feed the ducks and the fish. And she's like,
catch bunnies.
Yeah, try. We're trying really hard. And and so she's very excited about that. But she goes, you're going to have to go take her to the park and do something early. Take her to breakfast for that because she can't be here to see her toys being, because it's going to be one of those things where she's, no,
that's
no,
really sad.
No, it is sad.
Yeah.
It is sad because we're like, oh, I remember we bought her this. Oh, I remember we bought her that. Oh, I remember. And it's one of those things. But she is, because she just kept sneaking out. We'd hear the door open and we'd come back. And next thing you know, this bunny she hasn't played with for like 2 years is in the front room playing. She goes, I didn't want to give this one away.
I know I haven't played with this in years, but I just found a newfound respect for it.
Well, it's child's, right? Like children.
That's totally how they happen.
You can invite a kid over to your house to play with your kid, and that your kid had not played with something for 6 months. And the minute the other kid touches it, that kid wants it. I'll fight you for it.
Oh, man. So well, I hope that goes well.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
I hope.
2 weeks of this, by the way.
You'll have fun, though.
Oh, we'll have fun. I know. Charlie and I will. But I'm gonna have to get her out of the house early.
Good luck with the move, man. I think that's a big step.
It has been going on. It's been, you know, as we got, because we're moving, you know, grandma from the house into the other house that we're rebuilding. Well, it's not rebuilding. We're refurbishing. It's just, it's been a momentous feat for us.
Well, that's story time on the Gatos and Chad Show. We give you 19 hours and 45 minutes of news every week, so we figured we would share something from our personal lives. Hey, Food Bank Friday, this is the first official one on the show of the summer. We're partnering with St. Mary's Food Bank, presented by the UPS store as well. We're trying to raise $20,000. Text FOOD to 411923 to help donate, and the people need to be fed this summer. We're trying to make it happen. It's something we care a lot about on the show.
Have a good weekend, everybody. Be safe.